Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, there we go. Perfect. Sorry, bad connection there in the beginning. Did you have that 16 desert reservation code there I could start off with?
Oh, I'm sorry. Who is this? You called me.
You guys just called this number here at our direct line here.
But you can't identify yourself? You just called me. I don't know who this is.
Oh, yeah, this is Tyler. I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff. I thought you heard me there the first time.
You should have said that.
My apologies there.
Seriously, you should have said that. I mean, there's so many people out here that lie, cheat, and steal. You know, it's so hard to understand people anymore.
No, you're fine there. I thought you heard me there in the beginning. Did you have that 16-digit reservation code there for you so I can get your file uploaded?
251-1-3701-0025-2929.
Perfect. Just give me 1 second to pull this up, and we can get the ball rolling here. Perfect. And is this Whittle's Service Center and Mobile Unit?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And who is this that I'm speaking to?
Glenn Wydell, the owner.
Glenn, you said?
G-L-E-N-N.
Perfect. And are you the 100% owner?
W-I-D-E-L.
Perfect, perfect. And are you the 100% owner there, Glenn?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. All right. Let me just verify some quick information here on your file, and then I can kind of answer any questions that you do have. As far as a phone number in case we get disconnected, is the 570-516-1914 the best number there for you?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then as far as can you confirm the billing address there for the business?
1091 Center Turnpike, Wurzburg, Pennsylvania, 17972.
17972, perfect. And as far as like the business classification there, are you guys a partnership, C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC?
I'm a sole proprietor.
Proprietor, okay. Perfect. And how long have you guys been in business there?
Oh, I'm just starting.
This year, or?
Well, I couldn't find funding.
Okay.
Nobody does startups.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my first year, I leased on, because it took months to get the government to issue numbers and everything, and I put up insurance. I put up $10,000. Actually, it was $12,000 I put up. It took them 6 months to get all the numbers together. And the truck that I bought off of Freightliner, their warranty didn't cover it. And I fixed the truck and I leased on, and I kind of had it with leasing on companies. I want to get my own authority, and I am presently trying to get a loan.
I got you, sir.
Just to take care of this, to start everything all over again. And I'm so pissed off about it because I called my congressman, I called my legislators. Oh, well, you should have gave us the file. We would have walked it over. Oh, I'm supposed to call the cops because somebody doesn't do their job right in Harrisburg?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, you know? And if it was them... If it was them sending the registration, they tied my registration up for 3 months. So I couldn't move my truck for that 3 months.
Oh, wow.
By that time, it was the middle of winter, and where I lived, there was 2 foot of snow around that year.
Yeah.
And I waited till the next month to pull out. I just purchased the truck, and the warranty ran out while I was sitting and waiting.
Oh, wow.
You know, so the issues that arised up, I fixed the truck, and it's top-notch, and I started leasing on the companies, And they say that they're only taking 15%, they end up taking 45%.
Interesting. Okay, so here, if you don't mind, just give me like a brief description there. What is it you guys do there with the business? Is it with Whittle's Service Center and Mobile Unit?
Well, I started out as a service center.
Uh-huh.
And in the recession, I went commercial, and I was working on tractor trailers a lot.
Okay.
And then one of the companies said, hey, how about running this machine? I'll give you your garage rate. It's got to go. It's a $1 million machine. All my tools came off the truck. Started running. I had my DOT numbers for the state of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
But when I tried to get, and I hired a lawyer to take all this stuff, that took them 6 months.
And how slow these people move.
It was horrendous. It was horrendous. Yeah, I'm serious. So what I did to sneak around, I leased a truck off of Penske.
Mm-hmm.
I was running around like that then. You know, anything out of the state, just lease a truck and go, you know?
Yeah. I got you.
That's what I did. One way to skin a cat.
Yeah. There you go.
So, the business really started growing.
Okay. So with the Whittle Service Center and Mobile Unit that you have there, were you looking to start a new business and that's what you were looking for capital for, or are you just looking to grow the current business?
No, the business that I have going out, because I paid the trailer off.
Okay.
And I only owe $11,000 on the truck.
Okay.
And when I got ripped off at the last place, they ripped me off at 30 hours detention. I was supposed to get $50 an hour. That's a lot of money.
That's a good amount of money, that's for sure.
My regular wage that I made, I was only making a dollar a mile. And $3,500 I made that week. And when I got my check, it was on $13.48.
What the hell?
I know. So I came home. I paid my last paycheck. I paid the taxes, which was $1,300. And did a mortgage and paid my electric bill. And I found out that one of the family members, while I was on the road, moved into my house. Ran the electric bill up. While I wasn't here, I wasn't even home for 6 months.
Oh, wow.
I was out west. I love the west. I love the west. And I got the business down, boss. I have it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I have good equipment. I have a garage here. Actually, I got approved for a pilot where I'm at. But I never had the money to purchase the tanks. So I figure, drive. There are all these people telling you, oh, you could make $200,000 a year. Okay, I'll go on out. Well, I was lucky to make $100,000. Half of that is tolls and fuels. And the other part went into fixing the truck and living. You know?
I feel you.
So, I the leasing part is no good. I just need a little extra cash.
Okay, so what were you looking? How much capital were you looking for, and what were you going to do with it?
$10,000.
Okay, so we're looking at about $10,000, and what are we going to use that for there for the business? Is that just going to be for operations?
Operations. I was going to leave $5,000 in the bank, and it's going to cost me like $5,500. It's $2,400 for the insurance, $1,600 for the tax, $550 for the highway use tax that I paid four times this year already. And then there's small nuisance fee. Harrisburg wants $70 to turn my number on. DOT wants $180 MC, $180.
And so I think just that's a lot of little bills here and there, basically, that are just kind of adding up on you. Okay. And so, as far as the 10K is concerned, is that all you need? Or is if you could get approved for more, is there ways that you could grow the company with that? I'm just trying to figure out what your goal is here.
My goal is to put a truck stop here someday.
Okay.
Seriously, my goal is to put it. If you Google my property right now, I'm on four lanes.
Really?
I'm on a lane highway. It's going to be six lanes. They're going to be taking me to court to sue me to take off 40. What is it? 40 by 380 feet, I think it is, that they want to steal off me. But they're going to have to pay.
Yeah.
The township, when I bought the property 32 years ago, I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I was like 21. I didn't know that much. And one thing I learned about living in where I live is you don't buy a property without mineral rights because you can get kicked off in a month.
Oh, wow.
All right. So I made sure I purchased my mineral rights. Now, back 30, 40 years ago, if you would have said to somebody, hey, I'm going to go into business and sell them water, they would have thought that you're smoking crack cocaine or something. All right. So the town next to me sold their reservoir to the town up the street.
Mm-hmm.
The town next to me is stealing my water. I never knew that I had water.
Oh, wow.
And they're supplying their town. I've been fighting in court for the last 10 years to save my property so I don't get it. Oh, man.
Gotcha.
I'm not going nowhere, and I'm not selling out to anybody. I was offered $1 million to leave. And the hydrologist down in Harrisburg said, you're on drugs. You sell that property for $5 million, they're ripping you off because it's worth 100 times that.
Wow.
And he said, son, it's like this. Where there's water, guess what? There's natural gas. That's what they're after.
You got a gold mine underneath you.
I never knew that. I don't know these things. I didn't know that. You know what I mean? I was a mechanic. Mm-hmm. I went to school to be a mechanic and stuff, you know? Welder, plumber, you know, I have degrees in that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would have never thought that this was going on.
That's
so
crazy.
The property's commercial.
Okay.
You got to know that.
Okay.
I wanted to do a mortgage tomorrow. It's commercial. When I walk down to the bank, we don't do commercial loans. I call these equipment people. Oh, well, you're one truck. You're a startup. We can't do business. And that's what I said all day. Serious. Right before, when I got this letter, I got turned down by Alpha. They said they were going to send me to some leg breaker over in Jersey that does these things with, 29% interest.
Hmm.
Right? You know, he wouldn't tell me the name. They were going to call me, and it sounded fishy. That's why I asked you, who are you, and where are you, and what are you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Through right now, because to tell you the truth, I was going to sell my pickup truck tonight. I had a pickup truck. Heavy duty, like a plow snow and haul coal for the property, just the property. Brand new transmission. Transfer case was rebuilt. All the CDC joints were rebuilt. Motor rebuilt. I got the best truck.
All right.
So,
Glenn, you there? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
There we go.
I hear your people in the background.
Yeah, no, it was a little loud over here for a second, and then the phone started scratching out, so you're good now. So as far as working capital is concerned, are you familiar with that kind of program and how it works? Have you ever took out a working capital loan before?
Okay, so
I don't know what's going on. You're the specialist. I'm not.
Okay, yeah, I'll break some stuff down here and kind of see what we're working with. So with working capital, it's very similar to a line of credit in the sense that you'll get approved for the largest amount, and you can pretty much use however much of it you like for how you see fit. The big difference is with a line of credit, it's typically based off of your credit, while working capital is based off your top line revenue. It's based more off of cash flow and what the health of the business is at the current state. So based off of your top line revenue, we basically have a percentage of leeway that we have that we can free up for you. Do you know what the business did last year in sales there?
No, I never really filed because I leased on in September. That's right. I leased on in September. The M&M.
I see. That's September of this year or last year?
Last year, yeah, last year.
And okay.
I've leased on, into other companies.
Okay. Do you have a profit loss, margin breakdown there that you have then for the year? Or I'm trying to figure out.
They take the taxes out and everything, you know. It's their insurance. You get a check and they pay for the insurance, the fuel's taken out, and everything.
I see.
I've been fleeced big time because of this. It's a new dirty secret in the trucking world. So I don't want to be leased on with anybody anymore. I want to just renew my authority and get back out there and start up.
Of course. So for an approval here, the three things that we need, it's just a one-page application that we would have you fill out there. I would send you an email. But we would need 6 months of bank statements and then your most recent tax return. So this is the issue with we do startups, but you have to have at least 6 months of bank statements to just show the cash flow there of the business.
How could you show somebody? This is the most stupid, idiotic thing that I ever heard in all my life. Because I'm a startup. All right? I'm not supposed to have business records. Duh. Right?
Well, you said you've been in business since last September, correct?
You're not listening to me. You totally lost. It's all the commotion in the background that is muffling. It's like a call center. I feel like I'm calling a call center, and there's like 100 guys yelling and screaming in back of you. So I can't hear you, and you can't hear me because guess what? They're screaming, and you're sitting right elbow to elbow to somebody next to you.
That's not the case at all.
And you're not a serious business. You're not a serious bank.
What do you mean by a serious bank?
That you're not a serious bank because you don't know business. When somebody asks you 6 months for your last bank statements, guess what? That's a red flag.
It's not a red flag at all. To get any loan, you got to look at bank statements.
No, you don't. All you got to need is your last 2 years of the other thing that you asked for.
Of the tax return?
Yeah.
How do you have a tax return without a business?
All right. If you're a real business, then send me your last 6 months of your bank statements, and then I want your last 2 years of your portfolio on what you're doing. How do I know you are you?
Because
okay,
you can look us up online if you'd like. I don't know what you're attacking.
Black and white. I want to see your profit share. I want to see your credit rating.
Then look it up.
No, you should know that off the top.
Why should I know that off the top?
You should know that off the top of the record. Seriously.
I mean, no, I shouldn't. I'm trying to get a grasp here of your business here. I'm trying to help you out.
I'm trying to help you out. Because I got this now. I'm plugged in. Seriously.
Oh, now you're plugged in?
Yeah. Do you have a banker's license?
What are you questioning me here for, man? Sure. Did you call to harass me, or are you trying to get help?
No,
which one is it?
You called me, sir. Sir, you called me. So I'm asking questions to identify you. How does it feel? These are important questions. If you can't answer them, that means you're a facetious business. So I take it that you cannot answer these questions I just asked you.
I do not know our profit margin loss from 2 years ago.
You cannot give me any answers at all. So, my thing to you, you know, God bless you. Have a nice day. And you can rip somebody off because you ain't going to rip me off. Okay?
Have a good one, Glenn. Have a good one.
You know what you're talking about. You have no idea what you're talking about. Okay?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about right now?
Where's your solicitation license?
What are you talking about?
Do you have a license in the state of Pennsylvania, yes or no?
We're not in Pennsylvania. We're in California.
Right. Where's your solicitation license?
You want me to send you a picture of it? I don't understand what you're asking.
Yeah, send me a picture. Where's your solicitation license? Where's your mercantile license to operate? Where is a license in the state of Pennsylvania that you could do business right now?
We're not in Pennsylvania.
You're trying to do business. I'm from Pennsylvania, sir.
I know you are.
I am from Pennsylvania. I'm a resident of Pennsylvania. I said that at first. You got my address.
Correct.
And I asked you. Because a lot of you guys out there, because you're fraudulent companies.
We're not a fraudulent company. Stop saying that.
Pennsylvania.
You've done zero research on what you're saying right now.
You can't even answer the most important question. Do you have a license? Do you
have
a bank?
Yes, we are a bank. Search us right now. Go on Google. Go on Google and search Bank of Cardiff.
I shouldn't have to ask that. What is your license number? Your license, sir.
Jesus fucking Christ.
What is your license?